Welcome back to Future NFT. This is your host, Etta, and I have an amazing guest with me today. She is such a rock star in the world of aesthetics and really understanding the skin and knowing how to make your skin literally glow. So I'm really excited to chat with her and learn from her, most importantly. And I can't wait to, you know, hear what you guys have to say once you listen in. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Rachel, who is the founder of Glow Bar. Welcome to the show, Rachel. I'm so excited to host you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited to learn from you. And I can't wait to, you know, understand the world of, going to an actually really well-trained esthetician and what you guys look for when you see our skin, you know? So I can't wait to ask you those nitty-gritty questions, but I want to start with you and your background, your journey, and really what led to the creation of Glow Bar, because you guys are really killing it. And I'd love to learn, you know, what really led to the creation of the, you know, the whole franchise.
Yes. Well, thank you. We are so excited to be, I'm so excited to be talking. Anytime I can talk about Glow Bar, I get excited. So Glow Bar, like the background on Glow Bar is that we are a 30-minute facial and for a really affordable price point. So we have a $75 treatment and a $55 membership. And in that 30 minutes, you get a customized and standardized facial. So we take, you know, what your skincare concerns are, we combine it with our expertise as estheticians, and we give you the best 30-minute facial on the market.
Wow. I love that. No, I saw that 30-minute approach and I was like, this is brilliant. Like, I feel like I want to learn more, but I just want to say, like, as a consumer, I'm always like, not dreading, but a little like, hesitant about certain, like, you know, facials, because I'm like, I don't have an hour, you know, of just hour and a half of like just going in and doing the whole thing. So I think it's really brilliant that you've like nailed it down to like 30 minutes and it's like a procedure. But I want to learn like what went into that, you know, because it must have been hard, especially with like everyone's so different, right? With our skin and our needs. So
yeah. Yeah, what I did at the beginning. So I created Glow Bar because as a consumer, I couldn't find a facial that worked for me. So I just didn't get facials because I found them to be too long, too expensive, and I didn't really know who to trust. Yeah. And so I was like, there has to be another option for myself, but also for consumers in general who also would appreciate a highly effective but quicker facial so that we can take care of our skin consistently. Because what I knew was, to your point, people don't want to take an hour and a half, you know, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, or even like $150 of their time and of their wallet every single month to take care of their skin. Maybe they do it once a year, maybe even twice, or when they're on vacation or if they get a gift card, but they're rarely doing it consistently on their own time. And so I wanted to create something that was highly, highly simple to fit into your routine. So we created Glow Bar, and what went into it was really taking the client experience and breaking that apart, and taking the esthetician's experience and breaking that apart, and coming up with a brand new way for both parties to get the most out of what they're doing. So get the most out of their career as an esthetician and get the most out of their experience from a facial. And so we're focused on like no fluff. So we don't want fluff in our facials. We don't massage. We don't wash your face. You do that for us. We don't steam. We really do all the things that really make you glow.
That's so interesting. I like how you like explain that, because I always wondered that in terms of like the perspective of an esthetician, like how long does it take to prep for a client? You know what I mean? Like how long does that whole process take for them to like really get ready for whoever is coming through the door, and then make sure that you're delivering things that are targeted for that person? Like if you were to like guess, like do you have like an average, like how long it usually takes, without being, obviously you guys have like a system down, but like what it was taking, I guess, when you were doing your research
for the preparation for a facial, or do you mean how the average facials were?
Yeah. Like for an esthetician, like from their, you know, from the standpoint of an esthetician, like prepping for a client, you know what I mean? Like how long that prep work takes.
Yeah. So oftentimes that isn't where the like time suck is necessarily, right? Like prepping client, you've got to see what your client's skin looks like. So as an esthetician, even if you and I fill out a form right now about our skin today, tomorrow it could be so much different. So you prepare for a client by sanitizing the treatment room, getting, you know, everything organized, getting the bed made, getting, you know, the room in a presentation that feels really sanitary and welcoming. But the part that actually, like, the preparation is actually when the client comes in, they lay down on your bed, you're talking to them about what their skincare goals and concerns are, and then you're doing your own analysis. So that, for a somewhat experienced esthetician, takes about like 5, maybe 7 minutes before you really have a good idea, like a clear idea on what you're going to do with that client on that given day.
Okay, that makes, so it's not really the prep that takes the most time. So what is it then? What, where is like the time suck then for an esthetician in terms of, you know, like on average, like where did you find it to be like the lengthiest that you were able to like really cut down and optimize?
Yeah. So we took out 3 key parts of the traditional facial. Mm-hmm. And those are the washing of a client's face while they're on your bed takes about like 3 to 5 minutes. It's also not a great client experience. So I always say that the water used to drop, like dribble down my neck because you're laying down and someone's trying to, you know, wash your face. And it was always so uncomfortable and I'd get cold. And also it's just, you know, it's really effective when you're at a sink and you can really splash water on your face to get that cleanser off. So we took out. We then took out the steaming. So there's this false understanding of how your pores work on your face. People think that you have to steam them so that the pores open. Pores don't open and close. What ends up happening is that the steam helps that sebum, so which is like oil, call it, really get soft and warm, and it kind of dissolves in there. And so the esthetician can easier get it out of that pore. But what we do is an alternative, which is a lot faster. We use a product that actually gets that sebum to be loosened up. So we don't steam, and then we also don't massage. So, you know, in a facial, yes, of course, it's amazing when an esthetician who always have the best hands, you know, gets that facial massage, that neck massage. But if I'm going for a facial every single month, I want my skin to look really glowy and look really good and healthy. I don't care about the massage as much. And so we took that out of the facial as well. So right there, you're taking out between 15 and 25 minutes. And so that's how we got to the 30-minute facial. So what's left is all of the stuff that makes you glow, all of the treatments that really make an impact on your skin health and how your skin looks.
Wow, that's so cool that, you know, you were able to show that, because I really always wondered that. It's like, where in the steps does it really matter? You know what I mean? That you're getting a facial from a professional, like, you know, this is where you're really, what you're really paying for, you know? And as a consumer, like, I kid you not, like, I was always confused, because you do walk out of a great facial looking amazing, right? But like, I mean, how many of us really know you have your eyes closed the whole time, so you don't know what steps or what part of the process is really what you, you know, what you paid for. And so I think what you're doing is just so, it's such a service to like consumers, because a lot of us, we don't really understand it, right? Like from the perspective that you have, in the sense of we pay for a service, we go in, we get it done. But if 20 minutes of it is just stuff you can do on your own, you know what I mean? Like that's really, that's huge. Like that you're able to narrow that down. So that's awesome. But I want to actually know what, so you said that it was from the esthetician side and as well as the customer side. So was there like a difference between like comparing, how did you get the customer side like nailed down in terms of like really narrowing down what needs to be done?
Yeah. So again, we thought about all of the things that a customer maybe had frustrations about in their traditional facial, even aside from just the time, right? So yeah. And a half is a lot of time, especially if you have a busy life, a busy career, a busy family life, or all of the above. So we also took out things like a menu. So we don't have a menu at Glow Bar. You can't come in and choose which facial you're getting because the consumer doesn't really know the difference between the hydrating facial and the glow facial, right? And they don't really understand the difference in price point there. And so we just said, you know what? We're not going to have a menu. You come in for your 30-minute treatment and you and your esthetician will determine together what your optimal treatment should be on any given day. So we took out.
That's so natural, though. I feel like that's what I do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I go in, even if there's a menu, I'm like, what do I need? Can someone please tell me, like, what do I need? So, yeah. That's really.
You know, leave it to the professional. We say here at PR, if you want professional skin, see a professional. And so there is no reason for a consumer to pick what they need done. It's similar, Ekta, to going to the dentist. I don't before I go to the dentist what I want my hygienist to do. I say, hi, hygienist, who is mine is Eric, who I love. I say, hi, Eric, do what you need to do to keep my skin healthy and clean, or my teeth, excuse me. And he does. And I just trust because he's a licensed expert. And the same thing goes for skincare. So we took away the menu. We also took the cumbersome booking. So it's really easy to book online. You just pick your 30-minute slot. You come in, you check in on an iPad, you go wash your face for us, which no one has ever complained about. And then you sit down, wait for your esthetician, you go into the treatment room, you don't take off any of your clothes or put on a robe and slippers. So it's really quick. You lay down, you get your 30-minute treatment, your skin looks glowing, and you leave. And so it's just, we took out all of those friction points that made coming into a salon really challenging. We like to say that we took the facial out of the derm office. So we want you to feel like it's highly, highly effective.
I love that though. I think that's so like on point with how busy like life is right now. I know that when we were going through COVID, everyone slowed down so much, but I feel like when we got out of it, it was as if you just hit the ground running again. And it was like this huge transition. And I know for myself, like as a consumer and someone who loves getting facials, like it's really a chore sometimes because I don't have the time. You know what I mean? In my day sometimes, like where I'm like, okay, even if I book something, that day will come up and I'm like, I don't have the time. You know, there's no way I can squeeze this into my day. And I know a lot of you out there can relate to that. So this is actually huge for me because when you look about, you know, you look at skincare, right, Rachel? I mean, we have so many products. And as consumers, we're always having this conversation of like, what works? What doesn't work? What step do we need? You know what I mean? Like all this banter and no one at any point stops and says, wait a minute, where are the estheticians? Because you guys are really the ones that know, you know, especially with skincare, like, you know, what step you need, when your skin needs to exfoliate, when it doesn't, all that stuff. So it makes so much intuitive sense for me to just go to like a, you know, to one of your locations, tell you, you know, you look at my skin, you analyze it, like you said, like the professional does their work and you walk out of there with the results you want. I mean, it's just, it's so intuitive. So I love that. I think this is so revolutionary.
Thank you. I think so too. So I'm glad you feel the same way.
Yeah, no. And that's really, it's a kind of a segue because I want to actually ask you about that because I know you have so much experience under your belt and I know I believe, you know, it's kind of like in your family to be like in the aesthetic space. So I want to learn from you because, you know, that's where I get confused, right? As a consumer about when should we be like looking at our skin? What are things we should be noticing? For example, like that highlights, okay, it's time to go get your monthly facial or whatever it is we may need. Like, can you give us some tips or pointers, you know, when we're just routinely doing our stuff?
Absolutely. So I always tell people that with my family's history, my grandmother pioneered skincare and I'm reinventing it. And the way we're reinventing it is by making skincare accessible to anyone. And so I tell people that everyone with skin should be thinking about their skincare.
Yeah.
I think it starts when you're a teenager and your skin starts to change. Some people don't see a big change at that point, but I think that just like hygiene habits in general, so we can go back to the example of brushing your teeth. When you start to get teeth, you brush your teeth. So, no, I'm not saying that your four-year-old needs to be washing their face. I'm not saying that, but call it 13, 14, when you start to get into sports and sweat and, you know, really start to maybe, affect your skin a little bit, start to wash your face and moisturize. You don't need to do serums and retinol at that age, but you know, it's part of self-care and self-hygiene. But I would say, I think what you're getting at is like, you know, when should we really start to see a professional? people, that's at 14 when your skin is going through major hormonal changes and you really have to go see an expert just so that you can keep it at bay, avoid scarring, and also just, you know, work on your confidence. Our mission at Glowbar is to help people feel confident in their skin. It starts with your skin, but it's so much deeper than that. Having acne, having any sort of breakout, a pimple, can make you so self-conscious. And we just want to help the world feel a little bit better about themselves. And so, you know, if you're 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever it is, and you start to get breakouts, go see an esthetician. They're the ones that are really going to help guide you. Don't try to do it on your own or at Sephora or CVS or wherever you go. But then as you get into, like, you know, your mid to late 20s, definitely you should be seeing an esthetician every month. And that's why we have our membership. So it allows people to afford truly with their schedule and their wallet to come get facials consistently and see an esthetician. And then yes, as you get into your 30s, you've got to start really taking care of your skin. Your hydration is going to consistently decrease as you get older. So we want to replenish that and keep that moisture intact. An esthetician can guide you to do that. And then, you know, as you get into your late 30s and 40s, you just really, if anti-aging or managing your aging and skincare is a desire for you, then you definitely should be seeing someone every single month. But from the day that you go out in the sun, you should be wearing SPF. So that's like the table stakes is SPF.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. I wish I knew you when I was 14, because I would have gotten into such healthy habits so early, because I didn't know that, you know, like, honestly, like, how many of us do, you know, growing up, like, you don't really understand, like, when you should start taking care of your skin. And I feel like in my generation, like, I'm a millennial, I'm 30, in my mid 30s, and I literally late 30s, I guess, but, like, you know, we don't know. I feel like our generation didn't know. And that's sometimes I look at consumers, like, you know, now, and I look at our, like, purchasing habits, and I feel like it shows so clearly that we didn't know, because that's why we're mass, you know, bulk purchasing items, because we don't know what the secret formula is to maintaining beautiful, radiant skin. And it's, you know, it really comes down to education. And that's where I feel like, you know, what you're doing, for me personally, like, I really believe in what you guys are putting out there, because even when I look at the younger generation, we want to create things for them and services for them that are accessible to them. And I think with the price point that you mentioned, like, I can easily see, like, if you're a parent and you have a teen, you know, give this to them for Christmas, you know, like a membership. That way, like, it's only $55. They can do it if they have an allowance or whatever. You can even sign up for, you know, for themselves in a way. And it's maintainable and it's manageable, and to where you're actually creating a habit of going to a professional. You know what I mean? It's like, that's huge. And I think that that's where, like, a lot of times I don't really hear that conversation in our space, in our industry, where, yeah, okay, we're making a lot of skincare products, guys, but, like, where is all of the education around, no, you need to train your, you know, like, teens, or if you have nieces, nephews, whatever, tell them, no, you go to a professional. Because, like you said, Rachel, like, for a dental procedure, you wouldn't go to CVS or Walgreens, right? You would go to your actual dentist. So creating that habit early, like, I am such a firm believer in that, you know, like, I think it's time. And especially with, as you mentioned, like, SPF, there's always a risk for skin cancers. I mean, I've had so many derms on, and, you know, estheticians that have always, you know, it's always being told and it's always being vocalized, but I feel like you can't stress enough, like, skin cancers happen more readily than we realize. And if you can just get somebody to be looking at your skin, you know, consistently every month, what, you know, esthetician, derm, whatever that is for you, that's so huge, you know?
So yeah, it really is. We were having this exact conversation this morning in a meeting, and one of the people on our team said to their daughter last night, who's, I think, like, 13 or 14 now, you better not have one wrinkle by the time you're, like, 30 or 35, because of her nightly skincare routine is so robust and at such an early age. And also, you know, our team member was talking about how it was costing her so much money to, like, give the 14-year-old an allowance for Sephora every single month. But I was thinking about that because I was like, you know, children or young teens are being educated on this so much earlier. So they're going to look really good when they're our age, Ekta.
Yeah, they're going to look amazing. They're going to be like 10 years younger in terms of what they look like, because we had no idea. We had no idea. And I feel like, you know, I love that you said that about the allowance for Sephora. I love Sephora. Don't get me wrong. I am a huge shopaholic when it comes to, you know, Ulta, Sephora, all the amazing stores. But like, I feel like if you were to put that power in a teen's hand and said, hey, listen, you've got a membership to a great facial spa. You can go there every month, get your skin taken care of. It would help them. You know what I mean? Because I literally, Rachel, every time I go on TikTok, I'm like, what am I watching right now? Like, no joke, you know, because it's scary. I know that they're more conscious about it than we were, but they're still experimenting. And it's like, I would feel so much safer if, like, you know, they just went to a professional, you know, like just go and figure out what your skin needs and then figure out the products you guys need and go from there, rather than just random recommendations all over TikTok, all over social media, because that's how we got here as a generation. You know, millennials, I know we can relate to that because we all have, you know, bought a product that somebody recommended online. But I would love to see that whole culture shift. And I think what you're creating here and what you've created here is such a huge step in that direction, because you're really putting that power into the hands of people who you know, who need the healthy habits, which are teens and, you know, and especially people in their early 20s and whatnot. So it's huge. I absolutely love it. I want to ask you, I know that this must be like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people ask you, but like in terms of skincare though, like do you guys offer like skincare recommendations at Glowbar, or is it something you kind of stay away from?
Absolutely. It's a really, really big part of what we do. And the reason for that is because we see you once a month, but I need to know what you're doing in the 30 days between appointments. So I can't believe we're continuing to use this dental, you know, analogy, but you got to brush your teeth in between hygiene appointments at the dentist. And so I need you to be washing your face, cleansing and toning and moisturizing and wearing SPF for me in between your Glowbar appointments. So at the end of every appointment, you're handed what we call a seal the deal. And it's a card that your esthetician has specifically like marked off products that we think would be great for your routine to help you achieve your skincare goals. And that serves as a tool for all of our clients to go to our retail section, see what their esthetician prescribed for them, basically, and make that decision on their own if they want to give it a try. So yeah, the 30 minutes with our estheticians is not just lay down, we do what we do, we don't talk to you. It's also time for you to ask questions and get educated from an expert that, you know, is a skin expert. So clients oftentimes say to us, they love their treatment, but they also love that they see their esthetician every month to say, hey, that hyaluronic acid really made my skin juicier. What else should I be using? Or this product I didn't love, or if they have a recommendation. So it's sometimes estheticians are called therapists, skin therapists. Yeah. As well, because they give a lot of advice, which is so helpful.
I love that. And I love that you said the therapist thing, because it's so true. I feel like I've definitely fell into that. But, and you know, a lot of times, I won't lie, like as much as I love shopping for skincare and I love, you know, exploring things on my own, I still use products that were recommended to me by my esthetician, because they just work, you know. Like, I feel like we have so many like avenues now, I think, as consumers, where we can find the best of something or, you know, the best of certain products, but there's just nothing like going into, you know, an actual procedure, getting your, you know, skin just to where you want it to be, and then learning what products got it there. Like, it's like, what do you call it? Like, you know, show and tells that we used to have. That's what it reminds me of. It's like, here you go, look at your beautiful glow. And this is what led to it, you know, in addition to obviously the esthetician. But it's so fun, you know, in a way, because you're shopping for what actually works for you, rather than just, oh my gosh, here we go, you know, trial 75 of what products might work for me. I mean, it's just, it makes so much more intuitive sense overall. But yeah, I love that. You know, I think one of my biggest questions though, as a consumer, and I won't lie, you know, I haven't been a huge person in terms of like going and being, you know, on a routine with my facials and going in regularly. So I think one of my biggest questions is like, you know, if you were to give advice to somebody like about, you know, what is it that, you know, you can do to really kind of stick to it? Like, what are some things you've seen your customers mention that help them stick to a routine, or even coming in for a facial, you know, things that have really worked for them? Any advice that you might have for people?
So, okay. It's really funny that you mentioned this because we have a very clear routine at Glowbar. So we believe in a 5-step skincare routine and at night only 4 steps. So it's cleanse, tone, treat, moisturize, and SPF. And we built this sticker, or we created a sticker when we first started called our routine sticker. And the point of it was clients oftentimes forget how to layer their skincare. So they don't know, do you tone first or do you put the serum on first? Do you put the serum on first or do you moisturize first, et cetera? And when do I put my SPF on? So we were like, let's just create a sticker that can go inside of your vanity mirror or on the outside of your vanity that can teach you something, educate you while you're in your bathroom every single night so you don't have to remember, and serve as a really great reminder to come get your monthly skincare appointments. And it's something that our clients love so that they are constantly reminded that they need to go take care of their skin and how to layer their skincare. But clients really just love our membership because it's a great reminder. Every month they get charged for our membership. And so it reminds them to book their appointment. We also do pre-booking. But it's not a common, you know, complaint we get because the people that are coming to Glowbar are already engaged in skincare. So it's top of mind for them. And also social media has helped us obviously so much because everyone is skincare and beauty obsessed right now that, like, you know, it's all people talk about. So that really helps us as a company.
I love that. I love that you mentioned social media because I think that's really hard too, because right now I never know, like, the strategy people should be using for social media, but I agree with you. I think it's such a great tool to, like, really get the knowledge, right? Like the education aspect out there. But, you know, I don't know. I just think that we need more information. Like, I would love to see everyone just kind of get on a routine and have these, like, real meaningful discussions. You know what I mean? In terms of, this is where I know my skin needs to be, or where my routine needs to be, so that I'm being optimal with my efforts. And, you know, to make that happen, I think brands like yours and outlets like yours are so important because you guys are the experts, you know, you're the professionals in this space. And I think a lot of times we get so lost and it becomes kind of cluttered, but it can be decluttered, you know, if we just kind of pay attention and follow a rhythm with whatever we're doing. And I love that, you know, that's why I love that you've created this, because 30 minutes is doable for everybody. You know, that's easy. That's like, it's also like rejuvenating in the sense of, if you go in for a facial, you're like all of a sudden now thinking about, oh my gosh, have I been keeping up with my, you know, nightly routine or my morning, whatever that is for you, you're actually being forced to think about it, you know, once a month. And I think that's also part of the problem that I personally see, you know, when people reach out, is that sticking to something requires someone to kind of hold you accountable in a way. Like, you know how, like, doctors, like with doctor visits and stuff, like that's how we are, right? We go in for our annual checkup. We want to make sure everything's going well, you know? So I just think it's really, really brilliant what you're doing. And I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. That means so much to me. I am really honored to be talking to you today. You have such a place in this industry. So I'm just grateful that you want to chat about Glowbar.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think that, you know, I think it's really revolutionary. And I think one of my, like, a really round out question for me is, you know, I mean, you've been in the space, you know, you've seen pretty much everything. And I think a big question I have is, what is it that you see that really makes you cringe, like, as an esthetician? Like, you know, when you're watching people, or you might notice something someone does, or, you know, social media, maybe, what are some things that you've maybe noticed or picked up on that you're like, I wish I could tell them to not do this, or, you know, change what they're doing, if there's anything.
I think there's so many things, and it really all has the same undertone, which is, I cringe when I see people try to do an esthetician's job at home. So when they're shaving their face, when they're trying to extract a blackhead or a pore without preparing it correctly or using the right, you know, method, when they're crushing, I can't even make this up, when they're crushing like Advil or ibuprofen to make, like, you know, something to help with a pimple, you know, and like creating,
yeah,
like, oh my God, like, just stop, just come into a Glowbar. I mean, obviously we're not everywhere yet. We're just in New York and Connecticut today, but eventually we'll be everywhere, but go see an esthetician at that point. So I think that's what makes me cringe, because I'm just like, again, we wouldn't clean our own teeth at home. I don't have one of those. And I'm certainly not using a replacement there. So I think that makes me cringe the most.
I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean, because I have seen it too. And I'm not an esthetician, and I can only imagine, you know, like you looking and being like, oh my God, because I see it too. And just as a normal person, I'm like, I'm too scared to do that. I don't know how you guys have the guts to do this at home, but I definitely don't have the same amount of, you know, just bravery in me, because I'm scared. Like, what if you cause an infection? And I remember this conversation, like I was having this with somebody like years ago. And I think it was about like microneedling at home. Like those like derma rollers that everybody was like hooked on for like, I swear, a whole year. I just saw nothing but this, and I never did it. And I was like, I'm too scared to do that at home. Like, I feel like if I did that at home, I would be the one person that gets the infection. You know what I mean? So like, I know what you mean, because I see these people everywhere and they're just going crazy with the at home, you know, do it yourself kind of thing. But I think that's really what makes, you know, the whole, I guess, field shine, you know, of being an esthetician, is that there's a lot of things that we don't understand. And I think with all of the chaos and all of the, you know, misunderstanding out there about skin health, it's just, I don't know, it makes so much sense. Just go to a professional, guys, you know, like even for your skincare recommendations, you know, just a place to start, you know, in terms of like, when you don't know what your routine is, I think that's where a lot of consumers will go and experiment. You know, like we were talking about, like all the stores, they'll go in and they'll find random things. But if you guys took the same amount of money and put it into an actual, like, you know, esthetician visit, a facial and whatever service you need, and then got recommendations, like you're already like setting yourself up for success. So it just makes so much sense. But no, I hear you, Rachel, and I thank you so much for, you know, doing what you're doing. I'm a huge fan of Glow Bar. I think we need more of you. So please make more locations, you know, like especially like all over the East Coast and the West Coast as well. And I can't wait to see you guys expand, because it's inevitable. It's absolutely brilliant what you're doing.
Thank you. I am so honored to be chatting with you today, and you as well. You keep, you know, making this industry better by sharing and educating people through this amazing podcast. So thank you. I finally got to talk to you. I've been waiting for this for so long. So thank you. And yes, if anyone wants to find us, it's glowbar.com, Glowbar on Instagram. I'm Rachel Easta. Anyone can say hello, ask any skincare questions, and we'll be growing this year. So we're excited.
Yay, that's so exciting. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, you know, are you guys opening new locations anytime soon, you know? But
yep, we've got a couple coming before the end of this year in New York and New Jersey. And next year we'll be coming to Philadelphia. So we're really, yay, excited.
That's so exciting. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I love that. And everyone listening, please check out Glow Bar. I mean, I'm, like I said, you guys have heard it here. I've said it like 50 times, but I really am a huge fan of what they're doing. And, you know, especially if you're somebody who's like me and you're not really on a routine with facials and going in for that, you know, that routine, go check them out. This is such a cool opportunity to do, you know, do that, take care of your skin and get on a routine and not break the wallet while you're doing it. So I love it. And for everyone, you know, that is following us on Instagram and socials, we will tag everything in the concept art for this episode. Make sure you guys chime in, let us know what you think. And I love hearing from you, all the emails, and we'll pass on any questions you have to Rachel and her team, if you have any for Glow Bar's team. And yeah, let us know what you think. Thank you so much. And I will be back next time.